Yeah. Well, Eric, that must be very hard to take.
It certainly is, yeah. It's very hard for me to take. I'm sure it's hard for the supporters and it's hard for the players. I thought we deserved, I must admit, 11 against 11. I didn't see them scoring again against us, and I thought we looked more likely to go on and increase our lead. But things happen in football and they change, and unfortunately we've come away, I think, so unwarranted with 0 points.
Let's deal with the sending off. Any complaints?
I think Ali gets the ball first, but his momentum takes him through, and I think he maybe just clips him. So the ref was up with play, to be fair to him, so I can understand his interpretation, because the ball was rolling back to Bunny to clear, and that was the big, big change in the game.
Mm-hmm. Word on your team today, and also the way that you set it up, one or two little changes in there. How do you feel that worked?
I thought it worked extremely well. I thought we looked a secure unit. I thought first 25 minutes we didn't keep the ball as quickly when we got it back for longer periods. But as we grew in the game and they got a wee bit of confidence in the shape, we circulated the ball really well and got outside their shape with Sissoko and Hutton in wider areas. So we were happy with it. I couldn't fault them for trying to engineer a victory from that shape. But it's professional football, and we're unfortunately, and I think again unwarranted, we take 0 points.
Was it the sending off? I mean, you played the best part of 20 minutes without Ali. Was that the key moment in terms of you had to fight it out, and eventually maybe you tied legs out there, all that kind of stuff?
I think 100%. Again, I'll watch the game again tomorrow, but I really didn't see. Of course, they've got a lot of the ball, and that happens when you're away from home, but we knew how they played. We knew their threats, and I think we coped with that the majority of the game. But then when you send it off, you can't get enough pressure further up the pitch, and then all of a sudden, you're defending the six-yard box, and that, again, maybe the energy starts to kick in, and obviously we've not been 1-2-1 for a long, long time, so there's a little bit anxious as well. But I can't fault the players, I really can't. They were outstanding in their effort and their desire to try and win a game of football.
And the other thing, I know the game had a lot of turning points. Ayew's header hit the post, could have gone in 2-0. Seconds later, you're going 1-1.
I don't know what to say. I couldn't write this one, to be honest. You're right, we hit the post, and then with 30 seconds remaining, it's a bit of a rash tackle from Ghana. But, you know, 30 seconds from going in 1-0 is totally different than 1-1. But we went again, and to be fair, the boys, I said that at half-time, I'm not accepting anything else than the same again. Otherwise, you know, a lot of people have come down here, a lot of support. They got behind them again today, the away support. And they responded, and we got something. But, again, I'll all go back, I think, to the sending off.
The team have taken a bit of a battering in over the whole season. Not been your team the whole season, but you know what I mean. I thought they did show quite a bit of spirit today.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, and I think the players would appreciate that. We're not in this position because we've been the best team in the league, that's for sure. And there's been a lot of criticism of them, and a lot of it is warranted. However, I think today, and I thought at Man United and various other things, their effort was outstanding, and their desire to win a game of football. And we changed the shape, which obviously was new to them, and they did their utmost to try and ensure that it worked. So the players deserve credit, albeit, again, that we haven't taken any points.
I know you can't answer the question about how do you think they'll do next season, because you don't know if you'll be there, or you don't know which players will be there. Yeah. But it's important that they try and get some momentum. And we saw from Leicester last year, say that the more momentum you get now, the more you can carry into next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think even momentum, I think it's trying to get the supporters back with the club, I've got to be honest. I think the efforts that we have to try and get that, you know, discord between the supporters and the club and the players, rather, back. It's a fantastic support and it's a fantastic club, but you need your supporters. And if we can take it, and I said it and probably boring everybody, but if there's any little small steps that we can take back, and I think they took a small step. We lost the game, and people look at professional sport, whatever. But it was a little small step, a little bit, to the supporters who have travelled in numbers and supported the team today.
How can you win supporters back then?
Sorry?
How can you win supporters back?
Well, performances on the pitch. There's no other way. Obviously, the chairman and everybody else will look at who comes in as a manager, squad of players that he puts together. But all those will be signs to the supporters and hopefully get them back behind the club.
Do you want the job?
No.
Okay, fine. Last one, how much did it hurt? Birmingham fan. Do I want it? I don't think my talk sport boss would be very happy to answer that one. Probably not. Finally, how much did it hurt a Birmingham player, a Birmingham fan when he did what he did at the end? I mean, Troy's a well-known and well-liked player, but I mean, you know, he's also a Birmingham fan.
Sure. Well, he's an outstanding footballer, that's all I can comment on. He's an outstanding footballer and he doesn't need too many breaks. And we didn't give him too many today. But as you see, he doesn't need many opportunities to score a goal.